This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you 11 foods that are the worst to eat if you are trying to lose weight. Overall, losing weight is great. We are in spring. Maybe some people are trying to lose weight because they want their summer body, or they don't want to be embarrassed when they go to the pool or to the beach, or just overall to feel better while they're wearing clothing or just out and about. Or maybe someone just wants a lifestyle where they are healthier. Whatever it is, I 100% support being healthier, losing weight. There is no benefit of being overweight. There's nothing but cons. And obviously, diabetes is a huge factor nowadays because a lot of people are overweight and a lot of people are getting sick. And the foods you are eating, majority are killing you. Fast food, processed food, even foods at the market. All these foods are poison that you are putting into your body. And of course, no one ever reads the ingredients. People just see the outside of the box and they go off of that, depending how it looks and eventually how it tastes. And then they'll buy it again or they'll find something else that will taste better. Certain foods are high in sugar, refined carbs and fat, yet low in essential nutrients such as protein and fiber. Obviously, this can make weight loss more difficult to the average person to have other adverse health effects. Majority of people focus solely on cutting calories to lose weight. Obviously, cutting calories is very crucial because you want to consume less calories if you are trying to lose weight. However, it's also crucial to consider the foods that you're eating. Foods high in protein and fiber can keep you feeling fuller for longer, which may support weight loss. On the other hand, eating too many foods high in sugar, refined carbs, or fat can add extra calories to your diet without adding beneficial nutrients, making weight loss more challenging for yourself. So I'm going to 11 foods to limit when you're trying to lose weight. After this research, this is the conclusions I came to. And I'll also give you some alternatives you can have for these foods. So the first one is French fries and potato chips. Number one, obviously. French fries and potato chips are often very high in calories and fat. In an observational study, consuming French fries and potato chips have been linked to weight gain and obesity. One 2011 study even found that potato chips may contribute to more weight gain per serving than any other food. What's more, baked, roasted, or fried potatoes may contain substances called acrylamides, which has been linked to cancer. It's best to enjoy these foods in moderation as part of a balanced diet. Number two, sugary drinks. Sugar-sweetened beverages like soda are high in calories and added sugar. They are strongly associated with weight gain and can negatively affect health when consumed in excess. Even though sugary drinks contain many calories, your brain doesn't register them like solid food. Liquid sugar calories don't make you feel as full, meaning you won't eat less food to compensate. Instead, you may end up adding these calories on top of your normal intake. Some alternatives is flavored water, naturally sweetened kombucha, unsweetened tea, and black coffee. Number three, white bread. White bread is highly refined and often contains a lot of added sugar. It also lacks beneficial nutrients like protein and fiber that help you feel more full. It is high on the glycemic index, meaning that it can lead to a rapid increase in blood sugar levels. One 2014 study of 9,260 people found that eating two slices, 120 grams, of white bread per day was linked to a greater 40% greater risk of becoming overweight or having obesity. So here are some alternatives. Ezekiel bread, which is made from sprouted grains and legumes, whole grain bread, whole wheat bread. These alternatives are generally higher in fiber as they are made from unrefined flour and may have other nutritious ingredients, such as seeds and oats. However, remember that all wheat breads contain gluten, which people with celiac disease or gluten sensitivity should avoid. Some of the options for those following a gluten-free diet include oopsie bread, cornbread, and almond flour bread. Next one, number four, candy bars. Candy bars pack high amounts of added sugar, added oils, and refined flour into a small package. Candy bars are also high in calories and low in nutrients. Many varieties of candy bars covered in chocolate contain around 200 to 300 calories, and extra large bars may contain even more. So here are some alternatives. If you are craving something sweet, consider opting for a snack or fun-sized candy bar or a few squares of dark chocolate. Enjoy it alongside other nutritious snacks like fresh fruit, nuts, yogurt parfait, homemade granola, trail mix with minimal additives. Number five, some fruit juices. Some fruit juices at the supermarket have very little in common with whole fruit. Some types can contain just as much sugar and calories as soda, if not more. Also, fruit juice usually contains no fiber and doesn't require chewing. This means that a glass of orange juice won't have the same effect on fullness as an orange, making it easy to consume large quantities quickly. So the alternatives for this would be opt for whole fruit instead, or try limiting your fruit juice intake to around 4 ounces, 118 milliliters, at a time of fruit juice without added sugar. Number 6. Pastries, cookies, and cakes. Pastries, cookies, and cakes are often packed with calories and added sugar. These foods are also not very satisfying, meaning you may quickly become hungry after eating these high-calorie foods. Eating too much sugar is also linked to overweight and obesity. If you're trying to lose weight, try limiting your portion sizes of these foods and enjoy them from time to time as part of a balanced diet. Some alternatives can be foods like dark chocolate, fruit, trail mix, or chia pudding. It can also help satisfy your sweet tooth instead. You can also try making your own desserts using unrefined and nutrient-dense ingredients, such as nut butter, whole grain flour, almond flour, and raw honey. Number 7. Some types of alcohol, especially beer. Alcohol provides more calories than carbs and protein. However, the evidence for alcohol and weight gain is unclear. Drinking alcohol in moderation or one drink or less per day for females and two drinks or less per day for males seems okay and is linked to reduced weight gain. Heavy drinking, on the other hand, is associated with increased weight gain. The types of alcohol also matters. Beer can cause weight gain, but drinking wine in moderation may provide some health benefits. Number 8. Ice cream. In addition to being high in calories, most types of ice cream are also loaded with added sugar. A small portion of ice cream is fine every now and then, but the problem is that it's easy to consume massive amounts in one sitting. Be sure to serve yourself a small portion of ice cream instead of eating straight from the container, so you won't eat too much. So here are some alternatives. Alternatively, consider making your own frozen desserts, using less sugar and more nutritious ingredients like full-fat yogurt and fruit, or blending frozen bananas into an ice cream-like consistency. Number 9. Pizza. Pizza is a popular fast food. However, commercially made pizzas are often high in calories and made with ingredients like highly refined flour and processed meat. Some alternatives you can use. If you want to enjoy a slice of pizza, try making your own at home using nutritious ingredients and toppings. For instance, you can make a quick pizza using a whole grain pita. If you order from a restaurant, stick to lower calorie toppings like grilled chicken, peppers, onions, spinach, mushrooms, or garlic. You can also choose thin crust pizza to reduce the calorie content or enjoy a slice or two alongside a salad or a side of steamed broccoli to round out your meal. Number 10. High calorie coffee drinks. Coffee contains several biologically active substances, including caffeine. These chemicals can boost your metabolism and increase fat burning, at least in the short term. However, many coffee drinks contain excessive amounts of cream and sugar, which can significantly increase the total calorie content in each serving. If you're trying to lose weight, it's best to limit your consumption of these beverages or choose plain black coffee, sweetened with a bit of cream or milk. Last but not least, foods high in added sugar. Consuming high amounts of added sugar may contribute to several chronic conditions, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and liver disease. Foods high in added sugar usually provide high amounts of calories, but lack other important nutrients and are not very filling. Examples of foods that may contain massive amounts of added sugar include sugary breakfast cereals, granola bars, low-fat flavored yogurt. You should be especially careful when selecting low-fat or fat-free foods, as manufacturers often add extra sugar to compensate for the lost flavor when the fat is removed. Some alternatives: you may be able to select varieties of the above items that have low sugar or no added sugar. Adding fruit such as berries to plain Greek yogurt can add flavor without added sugar. So some frequently asked questions about the topic: what foods help burn belly fat? You may be able to support weight loss by swapping some high-calorie foods for those higher in protein and fiber, such as lean meats, plant-based proteins, and high-fiber vegetables. In addition to making some healthful food swaps, regular cardio exercise and strength training can support weight loss. Question: what foods should you avoid to lose belly fat? You may reduce your overall weight by limiting ultra-processed foods and foods with added sugar. This can include foods with added sugar, processed meats, and sugary drinks. Question: what three foods should I quit? Limiting how much ultra-processed food you eat may have a beneficial impact on your overall health. Examples of ultra-processed foods include chips, white bread, and soda. So at the end of the day, the bottom line is, if you're trying to lose weight, the types of foods that you eat regularly can make a big impact. In addition to being higher in calories, certain foods might also be less filling or lacking important nutrients, such as fiber and protein, that can help support weight loss. Be sure to check the label carefully and limit your intake of foods that are highly processed or high in added sugar. Also, remember to consider the serving sizes. Some nutrient-dense foods like nuts, dried fruit, and cheese are high in calories, and eating too many can be very easy. You can also practice mindful eating, in which you pay close attention to each bite. Chew your food slowly and monitor your fullness. This technique can help moderate your food intake. At the end of the day, it's calories in and calories out. If you're eating more calories than you're burning, you're going to gain weight. If you're eating less calories than you're burning, you're going to lose weight. Obviously, these foods I talked about are high in calories, high in sugar, obviously high, mostly carbs. There's a saying in bodybuilding that abs are made in the kitchen, and that's 100% true. You can't have abs by eating garbage and eating high in calories. Not possible. If you are working out all the time, doing a lot of cardio, and you still eat terrible, you will not lose weight. You will not have abs. You will not be healthy at the end of the day. It's all about balance. I'm not saying you can't have any of these ever. You can have some of these one day out the week and have a cheat day or have a cheat meal. It's up to you. But you cannot be having these every single day. That's how you gain weight. That's how you get sick. And that's how you get obesity. By having constantly doing these and not even working out, that's even worse. By the end of the day, these are the 11 foods that you want to stay away if you are trying to lose weight. Is it hard? 100%, because these foods taste amazing. They taste great. But at the end of the day, what's more important? These foods or your health? Remember, these foods only last minutes, but your health lasts a lifetime. Remember that. What you put in affects how you look on the outside. If you eat like crap, you're going to look like crap. If you eat good, you're going to look good. Simple as that. That's the basics. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. Hopefully, you found this helpful and beneficial if you are trying to lose weight. As always, I appreciate your valuable time for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do that by clicking the link in the description underneath below. As always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share with other people if you think it will provide benefit for them as well. Truly appreciate it. Thank you all. I wish you the best and have a good rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.